Gorath lay slumped alongside the mast, largely forgotten amid the new surroundings. The huge scab on his forehead protruded even further. His matted fur clung to his bones, like an ill-fitting garment. The young badger looked for all the world like a beast close to death. However, behind his closed eyelids, a fierce glimmer remained in his eyes. Deep inside Gorath, the will to live and the desire to avenge his kin-beast's deaths burned like an unwavering flame. He did not fear death. His only concern was that he might die, leaving his enemies alive. In the early evening, Codge, heading a party of six, which he had poor-picked, managing to omit the big, tough, mean crew-beasts, were foraging in the woodlands. It soon became painfully obvious that sea raiders were totally ignorant of woodland produce. Codge was bombarded with inquiries from the vermin of his party about matters which were a mystery to him.
Ahoy, Codge. Did you reckon this is a victual? It's some sort of juicy green rooty thing.
Codge shrugged.
I don't know. Take a bite and try it.
Yeah! Tastes horrible, sour and bitter.
The questions began to rile Codge.
Where's all the red rosy apples round here, Codge?
Aye, and where are all the trees what those strawberries grows on, eh?
There should be loads of stuff hanging from these trees. This is supposed to be a forest, ain't it?
I like soup. Where does the stuff grow what ye make soup out of? That's what I'd like to know.
Codge brushed away a wasp that was trying to land on his muzzle.
Aye, and I'd like to know too.
A skinny rat called 30 cupped a paw to his ear.
What's that?
Codge looked around, walked into a beech trunk and roared at 30.
What? Take no notice if it ain't something you can eat. Now shut up.
But 30 had definitely heard something.
It's somebody yelling out. Listen.
Orkwill Prink was the most weary and miserable of creatures, having spent half the night and a full day trapped in a marshy swamp. He had wakened from his sleep in the fern bed when foul-tasting brackish water leaked into his mouth. The danger of his plight dawned upon the young hedgehog rapidly. During the night, he had wandered into the fern grove, thinking it a reasonably safe place to snatch a few hours' sleep, only to find he had walked straight into a swamp. It was the ferns that had buoyed him up long enough to fall asleep. Then they had collapsed under his weight. He was sinking. Hawkwell managed to grasp onto nearby fern stems and haul his head free of the mess. He held on tightly, gasping for breath and spitting out swamp water. Inevitably, he felt himself sinking again. Heaving upward, Hawkwell managed to raise his body slightly. Furiously, he began scrabbling about, hoping to find firm ground, but his efforts were all in vain. The weight of the miry sludge clogged around the young hedgehog's spines, dragging him down again. He had no idea where solid ground lay. It was difficult to see anything in the darkness of night. Salvation came in the form of a branch. It scratched his snout as he floundered about. Orkwell grabbed the limb, pulling it downward until he could hang on properly. It was an alder tree that had saved his life. Now, Hawkwell Prink was suspended in a sort of limbo, half in and half out of the swamp. Unable to go anywhere, he hung there, calling out at intervals.
Help! Some beast save me! Help!
But no help came.